Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches, Amad Aleph, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Al Dai Tadushim Ben Lokish. Al Dai Tadushim Ben Lokish, Ma'ika Ben Elaine Tanai Le Elaine Rabbonon. We will ask the question, according to Rish Lokish, what is the difference between these Tanayim, means of Nechunya, and Rishim Ben Manasya, who exempt Hayavi Krisis and payment, and Rabbonon? In any case, he doesn't pay because there's a lav with a kohes. Lavin lo krisis. The answer is they argue about lavim without krisis. Rabbi Yudin omar haba al mamzeres b'nehoin. Rabbi Yudin, he gives one explanation. They argue about one who had relations with a mamzeres, which is a lav without kohes. Rabbi Hananya omar himsis kedish chavei Rabbi Yamtuf b'nehoin. A second explanation is from Rabbi Hananya. They argue about one who burned another person's haystack on Yamtuf. Adaiti de Elaine Tanai, ho ve'ein behem kohes mishalim. Adas de Rabbonin de ilu ho ve'yesh behem makus ein mishalim. According to these Tanai, means Rabbi Nechunya and Rabbi Shimon, since there is no kohes, therefore he pays. According to the other Rabbonin, since there are lashes, he does not pay. Ma'ata ilanaras yesh lehem knas de loik Rabbonin. Gumaso, if so, our mishnah of these naras have a fine is unlike Rabbonin. Amar of Matanya. When Tanya answered, you can answer that it's like everyone, means a mamzer who had relations with a mamzeres, where there is no lav. And the Gemara asked, why is there a fine for Eishes Ochiv, for his brother's wife? Is she not his Yavama? It's a mitzvah to have relations with her, even against her will. He must say that his brother died. If not, she is an Arusa, and he is Chayav Misa. Surely he had no children, because his widow was a Basula. Menatanya gives an answer. The case is that his brother had children from another wife and was Makadish a woman, and he died, and his brother came and raped or enticed her. We come on to the next Mishnah, the Elu Shein Lahem Knas. These girls do not receive a fine. Habala Gihoyus, Valashuya, Valashishcha, Shinifter, Shiniskayu, Shinishtachu, Yeseyus, Alshalashonim Yemechot. A convert, captive or slave woman who converted, redeemed, or was redeemed or was freed above 3 years and 1 day. Rav Yehuda Eimet Shvuya Shenifteth Harehi B'Kedushasa Hafafishi Hi Gedoila. Rav Yehuda says a redeemed captive retains her Kedushim, she's assumed to be a virgin, even if she was a Gedoila. And the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan Le'Ribba Isa Rav Yehuda Ela L'Knas. Rav Yehuda says that Rav Yehuda includes a redeemed captive only for a fine when she's considered to be a Basula, but not to be Machshiha to allow her to marry Kuhuna, or to receive Truma. Tani Rebchia after Ksubas Masayim, we should say. Rebchia said in the Baisa, it's even for the Ksuba of 200. Rebshim Ben Lokish Omar Afla Achila Truma, and Rebshoki said it's even to feed her Truma Midrabonon if she's a Baskayin. Adat Rebshim Ben Lokish, Reb Yehuda, Reb Doisa, Shneihem, Oimim Dvar Echad. According to Reish Lokish, Reb Yehuda and Reb Doisa said the same matter, the Tanin and Tamon Ashruya Oichelis Betruma, Divi Reb Doisa. As the Mishnah says, elsewhere, a captive may eat truma. Rabbi Doisa says this din. Also, Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lokish, halacha k'Rabbi Doisa, and Rabbi Chanina, quoting Reish Lokish, said that the halacha follows Rabbi Doisa.